bringing our troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan. Impeaching George Bush and Dick Cheney is the number one issue of our time. By the century. Okay? And when I win, I'm not even going to say if I win, when I win, when I be a Speaker of the House who illegally took impeachment off the table.
That's right.
She took one part of our Constitution off the table. They've authorized George Bush to spy on us without warrants. Thereby, their silence, they're authorizing torture. And they need to be removed from office. And they actually, in a perfect world, would go to prison for crimes against humanity. Leadership refused to hold the criminals in the White House accountable. We have to hold them accountable. It's not too late to impeach them. It will never be too late to impeach them. When I go into Congress on the beginning of January of 2009, they will be president and vice president for two more weeks. And I will dedicate those 2 weeks to making them the most miserable 2 weeks that they have had. They can be impeached post-office. And I will dedicate my life to holding them accountable for what they did to my son, for what they've done to the U.S. military, our country, the world, and the people of Iraq. Here in America, that we care about them and we care about their country. I'm deeply honored to be here today with you all. I'm so glad that you came out, and thank you for being here, and vote for me. Thank you. Okay. Now I am going to introduce a sister who has always spoken truth to power. She knew that she had to speak her heart and she had to speak truth no matter what the price was. And she's going to run for president. And you know what? We hope, and you know what? It's going to be awesome because we will have somebody that we can support with our whole hearts and not just go in and hold our noses and vote for the lesser of two evils, because the lesser of two evils is still evil. That is amazing, and that we can support 100%. I'd like to introduce my dear friend, Cynthia McKinney.
Sheehan says it all. Cindy's experience is the experience that none of us really wants to have. But Cindy found the courage to get out and to talk to people and to try and at least communicate with the administration as to why she had to experience the pain that so many of us other people are experiencing. And she didn't get an answer. The American people haven't gotten an answer. But what Cindy did is what we all can do. I remember what Bobby Kennedy said when he said that one single act of justice, act on behalf of justice, when it is formed with all of the other millions of individual acts of justice, forms a mighty torrent. They can tear down the mightiest walls of oppression. So that's what Cindy represents for me. That's why I want Cindy to win. I endorse Cindy for Congress. I want Cindy will be America's Congresswoman. She will be our champion for peace. And of course, she already talked about a race. I'm wearing green for a reason. On my birthday, earlier this year, March 17th, that when the Democrats voted
It'll be all right.
To fund the war. Yeah. They voted their complicity in crimes against humanity, crimes against the peace, torture, spying on the American citizens, lying to the American citizens, lying to the rest of the world, and engulfing the world in a terrible cataclysm. So we not only owe it to ourselves, we owe it to the rest of the world to create, to recreate the kind of movement that we had in the 1960s that actually turned a page and wrote history and changed our country for the better. So thank you, I'm happy to be here. Beach to impeach.
And I'm also running for Congress as a Green in District 1 against That's Mike right. Thompson. To all, find somebody to run for Congress in your district, unless you happen to live in a district where your congressperson, like Lynn Woolsey or Barbara Lee, is supporting impeachment right now. If not, find somebody in your district to run. Threaten their seats. Take them away. Let's have a clean sweep of Congress. Let's have a new blue coalition.